Let's talk about the Oscars. They're Sunday night, in case you hadn't noticed. We all talk about how they're not what they used to be, and then we all watch them anyway. Football championships aside, more Americans by far watch the Academy Awards than any other TV show. All good, right? No, not so good, according to Gavin Pallone. He is a Hollywood producer who's now writing about entertainment for New York Magazine. He has a bone to pick with the Oscars, not the corny jokes or the over-the-top dresses. He thinks the award system is actually bad for movies. Gavin Pallone, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you for having me.
So in this cynical age, it has become pretty standard to complain about the Oscars, but you say that this is actually hurting the industry.
It does, because when you look at a film that that might, you know, the studio thinks could possibly get some Oscar play, they do a whole Oscar campaign. And generally those campaigns, from my discussions with studio executives, cost between $7 and $10 million. You're also spending money on movies where you don't really think that the film has any chance of getting a nomination, but you want to maintain a good relationship with the filmmakers, and they sort of expect it because, you know, everybody who makes a movie thinks that their movie is fantastic.
So you're spending for the massive vanity of Hollywood.
Exactly. And in the end, it doesn't translate into any added revenue. So that's a big waste. And then on top of it, you know, if an actor gets a nomination, it's an immediate bump in his salary. Or not only an actor, an editor, a screenwriter, a director, probably even producers. It increases the cost base for all of movie making.
Uh-huh.
And as a result, the studios refuse to take more chances. They're releasing fewer and fewer movies now. There's a reason why there's no, you don't see an Ordinary People or a Kramer versus Kramer anymore. It's because they're all so focused on what they perceive to be the financially most responsible way of spending their money, which is with sequels and comic book movies, because that's what's been proven in the past. But I also think it's what's killing the movie business.
There are those counter examples, though, that I suppose keep people invested in the system, like Hurt Locker, which a couple of years ago won Best Picture as a surprise. And it was this little quality film that sold, in the end, $50 million worth of tickets that probably it wouldn't have absent the Oscars stuff, right?
No, it had already pretty much finished its run at that particular point in time. I think it went maybe, if anything, it was maybe 20% more, recollection, sir.
What about somebody like Harvey Weinstein, when he was running Miramax and now the Weinstein Company? He has made a reputation and career on being heavily invested in Oscar campaigns, and it seems to have worked with Shakespeare in Love, with The King's Speech, now The Artist. Is Harvey Weinstein not the kind of counterexample to what you're talking about?
You know, I think it's an illusion. They always have movies that are nominated or win the Academy Award, and still it's financially a sick company.
Yeah.
If it was all about winning awards, or if the awards translated into money, I don't think that they would have
right.
had to go back to the bond market and renegotiate
right.
all of their deals and trying to get more money.
The LA Times just reported that the voters for Oscars are 94% white, have a median age of 62, and maybe what shocked me most of all, are 77% male, which sort of backs up part of your argument.
Yeah, and it's even funnier. Like when you go, and they're clearly very insecure about the truth here. Because if you go onto the Academy website, they list people under the Who We Are section in terms of their members as Pedro Almodovar, Lisa Cholodenko, Jennifer Hudson, Wes Studi, Peter Dinklage, people like that.
Yes.
You know, so it's like Benetton. So they have a Spanish man, and then they have a lesbian, and they have a black woman, and an American Indian, and a dwarf. And then when you go to the Board of Governors, of those 43 people, it's six women who are all, you know, older, and the rest are older white men. It's remarkably homogenous, and it does not reflect the viewing public at all.
What doesn't get nominated, what doesn't get recognized as a result of that old white man voting base?
You know, the Academy pretty consistently doesn't like, it seems to disregard comedies.
Yeah.
You know, to me, Letters from Iwo Jima was a snore. Borat was a great movie that year.
Yep.
And a different movie.
It's not even as, we're not saying, I guess, that, they should nominate more indie movies. But the big crowd-pleasing great movies.
That are, yeah, well-made great movies.
Yeah.
And instead, they want to go more sanctimonious. So therefore, Crash, which I thought was not even a good movie, in my opinion. I mean, a lot of people liked it. wins the award, and Bridesmaids is not nominated. And I think that I'm not saying that that Transformers should win the Academy Award this year because so many people liked it. But Harry Potter this year was a really fine film and doesn't get nominated. And they spent a lot of money on their Oscar campaign. Some people told me that it was probably the biggest one of all time.
If this great gravitational pull of the Oscar night and Oscar system didn't exist, would everything fall into a more normal, healthy situation automatically, do you think?
I got to believe that what the studios would need to do with that extra money would be invest in more movies and take a few more chances. And I think overall there would be more gems and there would be better movies. And then the public would stop feeling like, well, I've already seen it.
Yeah.
And, it would be much better for the business.
Gavin Pallone, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt.
I've told you 100 times I don't want to win awards. Give me pictures that end with a kiss and black ink on the books.
Gavin Pallone is a producer of movies like Zombieland and TV shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's also a columnist for New York Magazine's Vulture.com. So, what do you think? Are the Oscars good for movies or not? And how would you make the system better? Tell us at studio360.org.